So we spoke about the best way is to do it with oil, and olive oil would be mitzvah min ha-mufchar, but even candles are okay, provided they are long enough to last at least half an hour. Zeman ha-hadlaga, the Ben Ish Chai says, Zeman ha-hadlaga hu betzet ha-kochavim, that the time for hadlagat nerot, the best time is it's tzet ha-kochavim. Tzet ha-kochavim is 13 and a half minutes after Shri'ah. Right, so we know the Gaon holds that the best time is sunset, Shri'ah. Ben Ish Chai says this is the best time. Zeman ha-hadlaga hu betzet ha-kochavim, ukshegi ha-zeman, and when the time comes, obviously, lo yochal velo yilmod. The person should not eat or even learn. Ad she-yadlik. Till he lights the candles. Ve'im hitchil le'echol u'lilmod. And if he started, right, eating or learning, poseg u'madlik. He should stop and do ha-lagam. Im lo hidlik betzet ha-kochavim. If a person didn't do it, the mitzvah min ha-mufchar, the earliest, which is tzad ha-kochavim, yadlig ve-yivarech kol zeman shven ha-bayit ne-orim. Right? He should light and make a bracha kol zeman shven ha-bayit ne-orim. When he's, if he's married, till his family is awake. Aval im yeshenim, but the Ben Ish Chai says, if they are sleeping, Yadlig belo bracha. Shchai says, so then he should light without a bracha. Right? Mihu dai b'shnayim ne'orim. It's enough that two should be ne'orim. Rav Avadia disagrees on this thing that, you know, that he should light without a bracha. Rav Avadia says, preferably, okay, first of all, Rav David Yosef, the Rishon LeZion, he was giving a whole shiur that was saying, actually, you see, this whole thing about, like, you know, to do it earlier, he says, this is not, the main thing is to do it ner ish ubeito. Chanukah is ner ish ubeito, to have the whole family together. Right? To have everybody together when they light the candles. And if it's later, and he said, Rav Avadia himself, every night of Chanukah, he would give drashot, he would come home maybe 10 o'clock, and he would light it then. Right. Oh, even though it's mitzvah and mubchar, it's Ben Ish Chai says tzet ha-kochavim, Gaon says Shri'ah. This inyan of ner ish ubeito is preferred, and also he also goes to town to say that, you know, this ad shetichle regel min hashuk has changed, and he's right. You see, this in olden days, yes, people vachti Hashem afto b'chamush mikad nirasa mechavidan morg lunemiraft. Now this is not the case. You know, you have people. I was in Eretz Yisrael in Rehov Bar Ilan. You know, 11 o'clock. You can't walk in the streets. So there's no tichle regel min hashuk. So therefore, bottom line is, it's really, you know, the main thing is ner ish ubeito. Person should try if he's able, definitely, to come home earlier, and he's going to have the entire family together. This is the best, you know, the ner ish ubeito. To have everybody together as early as possible, but not before tzet ha-kochavim. So Rav Avadia says, "Im yeshanim yadir belo beracha." That's what the Ben Ish Chai said. The Katav Harav, "Shem yachol." Right, this is from Halichot Olam. "Shem yachol lehair echad u'shnayim ibn ha-bayit kedesh yishmeu." Right, matov ve'im lav yevarech ve'yadlig ner Chanukah. Ravadiya says even by himself. And obviously, if somebody is single, obviously he's going to say the brachot by himself. But even a married person, Ravadiya says, if he comes home and everybody is sleeping, comes late, and they didn't light, I mean, the best thing would be probably to tell his wife. If he's coming late, he should tell his wife that she should light with the bracha with the kids earlier. But he says, if it didn't happen, and he comes late, and nobody's, you know, if he could, he should wake up somebody to be with him when he lights. But otherwise, yevarech v'yadlig ner Chanukah. Rav Avadia says, what's that?
If his wife did, and then he goes home at 11 o'clock, and they
He could be Yotzebedi's wife. He could be Yotzebedi's wife.
He doesn't technically hear the
brother. He doesn't. No, he doesn't have to hear it. He's Yotzebedi's wife. Right? He could definitely do that if he's not coming till late. You know, he's stuck in work, etc. Ner Ishu Beito. Ner Ishu Beito. It's, you know, his wife could be, you know, she could light it. With a bracha, and the husband would be Yotzebedi. Fine. You could, you know, if you want Safer Barachot Lahaken, you want to say there's a machloket because the Ben Ish Chai says, Yadir Belo Baracha. Ben Ish Chai says, if everybody is sleeping, Yadir Belo Baracha. Rav Adin says, yes, you want to say Safer Barachot Lahaken, probably you could. But, you know, I would make a bracha. Right. Anyway, Bale. Chas v'chalila, bracha levatala, nah. Twice let me show bracha v'ya. Vase kase diye, ki chodosh balad nis bracha v'ya? Nah, bimin, agi shoma ba khanemetun yotze shodin, agi shoma kavana bebandin ki nemikhaim bash yotze bashin, hanuzam sarish bahatse. You see, ببینید, the thing is, مثلا اینه که توی اسرائیل هستن. A lot of yeshiva boys are in Yerushalayim. So what should they do? So there are, اینا یوتسه میشن با پدر مادرشون اینجا. ولی از اون جایی که میدونین تو اسرائیل زودتر وقتش میرسه, اونا میتونن, بچه هایی که مثلا چیز هستن, میتونن بچه هایی که تو اسرائیل هستن, پسرها یا دختر رو فرق نمی کنه. میتونن کوانا ببندن که بعدن که بدم در شروع شام کنن یوتسه نمیخوان یوتسه بشن, اونا میتونن برخواه هم بگن, اونا میتونن برخواه بگن. ولی کسی که همین جوری یوتسه شده نمیتونه همینجوری, مگر اون که واسه یه نفر دیگه بخواد برخواه بگه که اون هنوز خودش یوتسه نشده بلد نیست برخواه بگه, ولی اگر نمیتونه دو دفعه بگه. But you know, we know that there is also another mitzvah of lighting in the Bet Knesset. This is a separate mitzvah. But nobody is yotze. این مالی کنیسا که تو میگن هیچ کسی یوتسه نمیشه. This mitzvah of lighting تو کنیسا روشن کردن, it's a separate mitzvah and therefore nobody is یوتسه with, ما هر شب اینجا تو کنیسا برخواه میگیم, ولی با این ادم یوتسه نمیشه. بعد خودش تو بله اگه چی نداره نداره بری گدایی کنه. نه نمیتونه با کنیسا نمیتونه یوتسه بشه. با کنیسا نمیتونه. چون مگه یه شم مگه چنده بیا بهش میگم. ها هوملس یعنی چی؟ تو خیابون من عجب میخوابه همونتون روشن کنی. اوکی فاین. سو لیتس این رف زیلورستین Rav Zilberstein was saying, what about Israeli soldiers in the tanks? They eat there, they sleep there. How would they be yotze?
No.
Huh? What about if a person is in on the train?
No, it's moving.
Huh? Okay, what about in a cruise control? Cruise? Okay, I mean, he said something that was mamash, you know, blew my fuses. First of all, he says you could be yotze with electricity. I mean, all the Sephardi poskim are against it. But then he was saying, listen to this. He was saying, you know, on the train for sure, because in the train you eat and sleep. The fact that it's moving, it's on ma'akev. You could say light with a bracha. And the same thing, even what else is, you know, if a person's on for sure on a cruise, you have your own cabin, etc. For sure, yotze. And you see this. He said a lot of gedolim. They say you are yotze with electricity. Then he went to the tank. So the tank, for sure, you cannot light candles. But he said you could do, you know. But he said Rav Eliyashiv said no. A tank is not a bayit. The tank is not makom megur. It's not bait. It's for war, etc. they don't have a chiyuv and they are not yotze. He says what they should do it, they should come out of the tank, light, right, and they go back, right? If the circumstances allow, obviously if it's in the middle of the war, he's not going to do that. But he says in a tank, they are not yotze. And then he said, and unbelievable, he had said it before. He said, Bale. Everybody has to light in his the time zone where he is now. That's what he said. In a to Israel Hassan, right? Chon unham zutar vaktesh mirese bachi yeshivaya mitunan to Israel berakha began. Ba vojudi ki pedar madarshun yotze mishan. Nerishu beitos, vali una chon because they have the chiyuv comes on everybody on his the time zone that he is there. So just let's you know. So he said. He heard a group came to him and said during the six-day war, tankistim, there was a tank that was surrounded by a whole bunch of Egyptian tanks. And Mamash, they didn't have a chance. They didn't have a chance. And he said, everybody in the tank, they were not religious. One of them says that he remembers that his father, his grandfather at home, he used to say bracha. That's the only bracha that he remembers, right? And let's say it all say it together. And they said the bracha, Baruch Atah Shahakol, Nihya Bidvaro. And they were all saved. They were all saved. Mamash, they said Shahakol, Nihya Bidvaro. So then they asked him, the bracha that we said, was it bracha levatala or not? So Rav Zilberstein, I told him, sure it's bracha levatala. What is this? Right, you know. So he says. Then he asked Rav Eliyashiv, and said, "Vashem, ma'itcha? So betach, so lo bracha levatala. It's tefila. He says, it's tefila shakol niyabidvaro. It's not bracha levatala. He says, it's not bracha levatala. Haraya, they were saved. Mamash. Anyway, chag sameach. Ribi Chananya ben Arashi Omer Atzav. Ha'Kadosh Baruch Hu lezakot et Yisrael.